Good morning, Masechet Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph. And we're on the Amud. In fact, we could probably yesterday have just finished the sugya right at the end, but there was enough time. So we got up to yesterday. We said, Hushvu Masim Namasim Marichti Bahu Makom Shushvu Korban Korban, the high power of high power, and Odin Shushvu Masim Namasim. Remember that we said yesterday. In other words, I think it was Rabbi Shmuel, right? Who said that why do we need the Pasuk? We've got a Kal Vachomer. What do we need? Lepar. Amar Umad Makom Shlo Hushvu Korban. Who was that? Was Rabbi Shmuel, wasn't it?
It was Rabbi Shmuel,
right? So the Gemara said, but wait a second, we've got a problem. So you don't want to you want to now learn from a Kal Vachomer. But it's in order to learn from this Kal Vachomer, we've got a three-way sort of limudya. So it says, V'ata Lepar Yom HaKippurim. Le'et b'dam u'tfilim y'par kohen Mashiach. Okay, so we're going to learn the et and the dam and the tfilim. We learned yesterday the three things you have to have a certain measure with your finger. And what was the et for? What did we learn from the et?
Yaberet
shkoach. That you can't have a wart or a growth or anything on your finger. Right? So you want to learn that from Par Yom HaKippurim. Right? And then you're going to learn that to the Sira Yom HaKippurim. This is like this. Can you learn one thing from a hekesh and then choser umelamed b'kav v'chomer? So you're learning it from one source in a hekesh. Now it applies to here because I brought it from there, and now I've got a kav v'chomer from here to somewhere else. So where does it end, right? Hekesh kav v'chomer. Where does it end? Okay, if that throws you off, wait. Okay. This is the Rabbi Lamed Bekesh Choser Lamed Bekal Vachomer. Amar Papa Kesavar Tanu Lamed Rabbi Shmuel. He says yes. The Tanu Lamed Rabbi Shmuel in Rabbi Shmuel's Bed Midrash says Ken Davar Halamed Bekesh Choser Umelamed Bekal Vachomer. No problem whatsoever. We can carry on. Okay. The Gemara now carries on and says this pasuk lapar. We said Zeh Par Halem Davar Shel Tibur. Right. Remember we learned in our pasuk. The pasuk was. The famous passage we've been using all the time, Asal par kasher asal par, right? And the first par was la par of the halem davar, which is this pasuk speaking about. And we said kasher asal par hachatat, and we said then the par hachatat over there was the par of Yom Kippur, right? Other way around maybe. Asal par, which was Yom Kippur, kasher asal par. To be honest with you, we've learned it a few ways. That's the truth. So the Gemara says like this. La par ze par halem davar shel tibur. So you telling me now, v'asa la par kasher asa la par. Which par are we speaking about? Due to this par, the halem davar, like you do to the par achatat. But we're in the pasuk of par halem davar. So Gemara says, I don't understand, right? B'ha b'tzibur gufei ketiv. It's written in the pasuk of par halem davar of the tzibur. So how can you tell me due to this par lak for that par, but we spoke speaking about this par? Can I say the question of Gemara? You want to say you could say va'asa kasher asa la parachatat. We're speaking now about the par alem davar. So say va'asa kasher asa la parachatat. What are we speaking about? The pasuk is speaking about halem davar. So we're saying va'asa kasher asa la parachatat. Due to the par alem davar, what you would do for the parachatat. But I don't say va'asa la par. Like say, imagine something talking about yourself. It's like, dress Darren. It's like, Darren is getting dressed. So you'd say, dress him like he dress his father. I don't know. You don't say, dress Darren like he dress his father. You know what I mean? Does it make sense what I'm saying? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Or your eyes are...
Say you would use that excessive. You wouldn't use it by name.
Exactly. Why do you say, v'asa la par? Kasher asa la par. When you say, asa la par, and v'asa. Asa means the par halem davar. So you're saying la par, you would imagine speaking about vasa to the halem davar, la par, like the other par, vasa la par of the other par. And then you can use hekeshim. But why are you saying vasa la par of itself? Why are you talking about the halem davar itself in its own pasuk?
You should just say vasa kasher asa.
Or vasa kasher asa la par achatat. But vasa la par, that's a Gemara's question, I think. The Gemara's saying, la par ha betzibur begufei ketiv. That's begufei, in its own pasuk is written. He's saying, due to it in its own pasuk. Is it coming clearer? I said the same thing 5 times. Would it sound better the fifth time? That's clear, right? Right, okay. So Amar Papa, says, now why is it written in its own pasuk mentioning it, talking about itself? Mishum debayi agmure par alem davar shel tzibur biyoteret v'shtei klayot. Because we want to take the halocha. We want to say like this, that the par halem davar itself has a din of burning its yoteret hakaved and shtei klayot. The shtei klayot are easy, those are the two kidneys. And the yoteret hakaved is, I think I looked in Irish school, I think it's called as a diaphragm. But what it actually is, it's this layer that's around the liver, between that and the bones of the body, right? That's the yoteret klayot, right? If you look at Rashi, I think Rashi actually says it. No, it doesn't say what it is, right? So the diaphragm. Anybody knows what that means, right? So he says, right, we want to say that there's a halacha to burn the yoteret kaved and the klayot of the par halem davar. And we don't know, it's not written in the pasuk. And we want to say, just like we've got a din to do that with the par halem davar, look at the Gemara, mishum debayi, we want to agmure, to learn it, from par halem davar shel tzibur terek shekaved, le'seirei avodat kochavim. We want to learn a hekesh, we want to say, that just like the par halem davar, you have to burn the terek shekaved and the shtei klayot, so too you have to burn the terek shekaved and the shtei klayot of the seir avodat kochavim. Remember yesterday we learned the hekesh between Avodat Kochavim and Seir. We said Lepar, one of the Lepar was the Seir Avodat Kochavim. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Look, go back to Mem Amud Bet for a second, please. Anybody? Go back to Mem Amud Bet. And we said, Tanya Kavatei Derav Papa, Va'asa Lepar Kasher Asa, Ma Talmud Lomal Lepar. Why have we got there? This is about 7-8 lines down from the top of the Amud of Amud Bet. Right? Ma tamud lepar, lerabot par yom ha-kippurim, leko ma she'amur be'inyan, divrei Rebbe. Okay? Oh, that's not the one. Then where do we shmel sikav v'chomel, we shvah kurban l'kurban shvah l'kurban. Ele ma tamud lepar par par l'nevar shel tzibur lepar shel kohen mashiach. Okay, so it's not there. Maybe it's on Amud Aleph. We learned par, we did the seer.
Continue, I think, isn't it?
Is it the continuation there?
No, continue
after that. Okay, no, I'm looking for seer.
Yeah,
so
just continue down.
Where? Right, no, then we said Ikele Mifrach. No, that was Ikele Mifrach. We wondered if it was there. No, we said if we wanted to say that was what the two were, we could muff it, wasn't that? We learned somewhere that lepar meant seirei avodat kochavim. We had it. We definitely had it. Where? No, but Steve, that's saying it can't be that. Like, if you want to say it's that, you can do it with something else.
Saying not,
no, earlier on, no, that was no. Those were the two which you wanted to say were hushvu. We had it. Where? No, that's Yom HaKippurim. But where was it? The par of the Sirei Avodat Kochavim. We definitely, there's no question we had it. Here, on Lametet Amud Bet. No, I had it. Kashu Asa Lepar, Ze Par Kohen Mashiach, and Achataot. Elu Sirei Avodat Kochavim. There we are. So the pasuk said, "Pasuk v'asal lepar k'shasal lepar hachataot, hachatat." Right, and lepar hachatat was Sirei Avodat Kochavim. Okay, so we had that. So we really learned a limud of par hachatat, but we want to learn now not only the limud of doing to the par halem davar and the par hachatot, which regards to the avodot of the blood. We want to introduce a new halacha now. It's just like the par halem davar, you got to burn the klayot and the terek kaved. So too, you got to burn the klayot and the terek kaved on the seer avodat kochavim.
Right.
We've got one major problem. Nowhere in the actual psukim of par halem davar does it say your terek kaved and klayot. So we've got to schlep that halacha into par halem davar from somewhere else. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying there. So why is it mentioning lapar in its own pasuk, right? So therefore, upar halem davar shel tzibur. See, that's our pasuk. Begufei lo ketiv. It's not written in its own pasuk. So therefore, the Gemara says, behekesh ha'ati. We have to bring it into the hekesh, right? Right? Behekesh ha'ati itzrich lepar. That's why we need the lepar here. Lemehave keman dichtiv bei begufei. So as if it's written in the pasuk itself, so then we could say, in the pasuk of Par Halem Davar, there is the halacha of Yoter HaKaved and Klayot. Now we can say that just like Parachatat is Seir Avodat Kochavim, it applies Yoter HaKaved and Klayot as well to the Seir HaChatat, the Seir of Avodat Kochavim. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, V'lo lehave Davar, and then it won't have to be Davar Halamed Behekesh, Chozer Umlamed Behekesh.
Seems like it is.
But it is. So then it won't be. If you learn it by Hekesh, then it won't be a Hekesh. That's why I said at the beginning, I said, if you didn't get it's coming here, right? So now, that is what he says over here. That's the Gemara's whole story, Mishum Debai. Look at Rashi here quickly. I'm be honest with you, I'm going to skip lots of Rashi there, but this is one of them. Maybe I won't. Anyway, this is one of them which I don't want to skip. Look at Rashi here. Amara Papa. Four lines up from with the lines getting narrow. Hai Lapar, the Mokira Bishmel, the Par Ha'alem. The fact that the Mishmael telling us that par is talking about the par in a par le Mishum, the Kamar mina Agbure par alem, but Turka Vedushtai Klayot, Shevna Kachavim Behekesha. So this is so far just a Gemara, but now Rashi brings where's the Hekesh? The Chatatam al Shkigatam. If you look at the next pasuk on the Amud, you got Vichra Kohen, al Kol Adapre Shav Nislach Lahem, Kishgagahi, Vem Eviyu et Korbanam, Isher Aronai, Vechatatam. See that pasuk there? Lifnei Hashem al shkagatam, so chatat al shkagatam. Upar halem davar beguf eloketiv rekashtei klayot. Ela ve'et kol chelbo yarimu meni. The Mishnah Shach changes the pasuk, which is taught for par halem davar, says ve'et kol chelbo yarimu meni. Kol chelbo doesn't actually mention the yoter kaved and the klayot on its own, right? And therefore, ubehekesha gamar lehu mipar kohen mashiach. We have to learn it from par kohen mashiach. I mean, we learned lapar kasher asar lapar. We learned that hekesh, that is par kohen mashiach. Remember that? We've learned that. That we definitely learned. Right, that we definitely learned. If you go back to Mem Amud Bet, there we said at the end of the sugya, elama tamud lapar, ze par halem daba shel tzibur, lapar. Zepar Kohen Mashiach. Guys, we definitely learned that. Right in the middle of the Amud, Amem Amud Bet. So we know that Par Halem Davar has a Hekesh to Par Kohen Mashiach. And in Par Kohen Mashiach, look at Rashi, in Par Kohen Mashiach, Dichtiv Bei, and in Par Kohen Mashiach, it's written about Klayot and Yotzer Kaved. Okay? So the Hachi Itzrich Lepar Yetere Lepar Halem. So now, why have we got the second par, in other words, the first par in the pasuk, speaking about the par halem davar itself? We had to write par into it, lichfo behekesh shnia, to have a double hekesh. We've got la par halem davar about itself, and la par of the chatat is a par abashiach. But why does it say par in the pasuk itself when it's speaking about itself? To be able to learn that hekesh. And the fact that the second par, which is the first par, which is in the pasuk, is written in the pasuk about itself, is actually telling us that par, read instead of that par, the words, Yoter HaKaved and Klayot. Okay? That's what's going on over here. Da'abalavach idkesh tahakra beikai. Because any other par kohen mashiach and the halem davar are linked. Uketiv kasher asala par ze, par kohen mashiach. That's Rashi's quoting now. Mem a bit. V'chazar v'chafal v'asar par ze par ha'alem. And now it's saying v'asar par, which is the par ha'alem. Lichfo behekesho l'yomor b'meni yoteret. T'lehave ha'hekesh sheini, the second hekesh. M'kom k'tiv b'guf, instead of writing itself in the pasuk, yoter kaved and klayot. T'lor nehave daver ha'lamed behekesh. So now it won't be, if we had just not the word lapar, and we had asa, right? Va'asa kasher asa leparachatat. Then the parachatat would be the par kohen mashiach. That would be the hekesh between that and the par halem davar. And then you wouldn't be able to learn your third kaved because we'd say, ah, you've got a hekesh parallel davar to Mashiach, and now you've got a hekesh, you're going to learn from a hekesh, and you learn another hekesh. No. So we write la par halem davar. It's a second hekesh, it's a separate hekesh to the par of the chatat. So we've got another hekesh, so we aren't learning hekesh from hekesh, we're learning two hekeshim, and the second hekesh, which is the first par, is actually as if it's written in the pasuk yoter kaved and klayot. So now we can say in our pasuk is written yoter kaved and klayot, and we're going to hekesh to par Mashiach, and we can now do the first hekesh to the seir of avodat kochavim, and we aren't learning hekesh to hekesh. It's as if it's written in the pasuk itself. That's much what Rashi says here. Chozer Rabbi hekesh the kaim elan akam beezem mekoman da'ein lamedin bekotchim da'ein lamedin bekotchim. Lamad behekesh min halamed behekesh. We learn later on, even though we just learned a second ago, by the way, Rabbi Shmuel's Beit Midrash said there's no problem to learn a kavah chomer from a hekesh, but we still call it a hekesh from a hekesh. Okay? That's what we have to have here. You have to agree with me, but as long as you agree with what I said, you have to agree with the Gemara, like or Tzidat Shir. Somebody, Baruch asked Baruch a question, whatever he said, like, you have to have. See, what are you arguing about me or the Torah? Because I never said that. Whatever his case. I'm saying, I think that I've explained the Rashi properly. I think, right? So, in my, as crazy or far fetched as it sounds, it's the word that we've got two hekesh teaching us basically one hekesh, and the second hekesh, which is the first par, is actually a replacement for other words. All right. Tanya Kivatan, the Gemara says, Tanya Kivatan, we've got a bright like Papa. We support your papa the way Asa Kasher Asa. That passage we just learned over here from the Halem Davar. Right? What does it mean when it says Lapar? Right? What does it mean Lapar? Shneemar. Why do we? What does it mean Lapar? The next pasuk says Vehem Heviu et Korbanam Ishe Lashem, and then it says V'Chatatam, Chatatam, Elu Shavudat Kochavim, Shkigatam Ze Parim Davar Shatzibur. So in the pasuk it says Chatatam and Shkigatam. The bride is saying, Chatatam is the seer of the Kochavim, and Shkigatam is the parel hem dav shel tzibur. Chatatam al Shkigatam amrat Torah. And the Torah says what? Shkigatam al Chatatam. Chatatam, sorry, al Shkigatam. Chatatam hare hayihi lecha keshkigatam. In other words, the Chatat is like your Shkaga. Right? And now we ask a question, Shkigatam yechen amalati. Where do we learn about Shkagot in the first place? Lo behekesha. Right? Then we learn from Hekesh, Hekesh, Chazal, Hekesh. Now, can we learn Hekesh from Hekesh? Tamud Lamar Lapar. That's why the Torah, the Pasuk brought the first Lapar. Ze Par Hilam Dava Shil Tzibur. Lapar Ze Par Kohen Mashiach. Okay? Well, the Gemara seems to bring the bright, which shows you that, how can you learn Hekesh from Hekesh? Oh, no, we've got that extra Lapar. So now it becomes legal. And because we understood before, why? Because the extra Lapar is actually a phrase which should, in having, instead of it, cut and paste your Ter Kaved V'Krayot, which is for that. And we see that the second lapar enables the hekesh of hekesh. Okay, and that's how the very enabler. Okay, so Amar Mar. Now, Gemara takes out this Elu Sira Avdat Kochavim. Right, because we say Amar Mar, Chatatam. Right, what is in that second pasuk there? V'chatatam. That is Sirei Avodat Kochavim. Right, Rashi says it, the Allah Yukai. Talk about that. So he says, V'yatepuk lei mikra kama. Why do we have to have that second hekesh there of chatatam and shkigatam telling us seir of halem davar from the par from the par kohen mashiach? We got it in the first pasuk. What's that word chatat? Rabot shirav lekochavim. Right. So now look at Rashi there. Tepuk lei yoter takaved. Right. Now we saying over here that this brighter is supporting Rapapa. Now it's supporting him. He's saying, Enachinami, that first lapar is coming to teach us the din of Yoter Kaved and Klayot. And where was the brighter came from? The brighter said, because we got there, Korbanam, Ishel Hashem, V'chatatam, Lifnei Hashem, Shkigatam. So we see another hekesh there between the par of the Kohen Mashiach, where in par Kohen Mashiach, it is written, remember, Yoter Kaved and Klayot, the diaphragm and the kidneys are written in the Kohen Mashiach Pasuk. And it says, Chatatam, Ishkigatam. Ah, they're the same. So the Gemara says, why do I have to have a second Hekesh over there? Tipuklei, Mikra Kama, from the first Hekesh. Because I'm a Mar HaChatat. And what was chatat? Lerabot tzirei avodat kochavim. Look at Rashi there. Amar mar chatat tzirei kochavim. Lama need to hach de chatatam ashkigatam? Why do I need it? Because we could have said over there, typically yoter rakaved tzirei avodat kochavim. We wanted to learn yoter rakaved and klayot to avodat kochavim. And what do we say? We had to go through par kohen mashiach. But he's saying already got the word chatat over there. And the chatat over there implies the tzirei avodat kochavim. So we've got halem davar to chatat. Now, I'll be honest with you, I think it's a little bit of a difficult question because we've spent so much time explaining that you had to have the first apar to bring in for parukah and mashiach. Now you're telling me I can go straight to chatat. But that first par, without that first par, I wouldn't have necessarily had it. So I'm 100% sure exactly why the Gemara asked this question in the first place, but maybe I'm missing something. So he says, now, what would we have thought? We need the two limudim. Why? What is the first pasuk teaching us between the par halem davar and the seer of the avodat kochavim? Only the blood, the pouring of the throwing of the blood, the hazaot, right? Aval, but ayoter kaved ushtei klayot lo ketzivan begufa emalo, because they aren't written specifically. They would have thought you can't bring that hekesh as well across. You could have learned from the one only the hazaot of the blood, the throwing of the blood. You couldn't have learned the dina as well of yoter rakaved and klayot, and therefore we had to have the second one of chatatan shigatan, and therefore it rounds it all up. All the dinim of siru chatat of siru avodat kochavim are the same, and we've got the blood and we've got the yoter rakaved and the klayot. Okay, I think that's okay. Therefore kamash velan, and that's in the sugya. Okay, goes like as amelir who never read about the rapapa. So Rav Huna and Rav Papa says as follows: V'ha Tana par Yom Kippurim l'kol ma she'amar b'inyan ka'amar. We already said it. If you go back on yesterday's daf, remember we had a machloket Rebbe, I think, and Rabbi Akiva. Go look at Mem Amud Bet in the middle there. We had Tanya Kippurim Rav Papa v'asal pakshasa amata mudu marapar. Rabot par Yom Kippurim, to include par Yom Kippurim, lekol ma she'amur ba'inyan. In other words, across the board, a blanket conclusion. Divrei Rebbe. Right? Rebbe already said it. I don't understand. You're telling me on the one hand that what is Talmud lomar, the par, why is it that first par coming in the pasuk? It's to include from the par Yom Kippurim everything that's got to the par Yom Kippurim. See, if that's the case, right? Then, what do look, remember we're going back over here. I think we're speaking over here. Remember we spoke about the et and the tev. I think we're talking about right, yeah? Right, remember we went back. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said at the end of the Amud yesterday, he told us that the reason why we've got this hushvu, he says the reason that we've got this comparison is masim na masim. Says, remember he had the et taval, it was on Amud Aleph, sorry. On Amarav Papa lo nitzuch el et damu tefila, et Amarav Acha, that whole din. Remember, we wanted to ask. We said v'chila meki bikaped Rabbi Akiva Amarav Yehuda mipnei malo nomar im kila bikipar. Then we said no. What have we got this whole story for? Lepar Yom Kippurim. Remember, the question was lepar ze par Yom Kippurim lemai hilchated. Remember that question. So what's the chiddush you're coming to teach us? And we said the real chiddush is these three. We concluded that the chiddush was the three dinim of et, tvila, and et, taval, and etzva. Right? Remember that? We're going back now. We finished the whole story now. We're going back to yesterday's stuff. Remember that? And then the Gemara says, wait a second. Amir Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman Rav Papa. He said, I don't understand. Why do we need that whole limud of et, tevil, and thing? Look at Rashi there. V'ha tana rabot par yom kippurim. Al mekule milte yalif mina. If he's saying lekol inyan, means everything's learned from that par yom kippurim. V'afilu ikuva, and even the fact that all the avadot of dam are here to ma'akev. So he says, v'at amarta, and you, Rapapa, are telling me that le'et and bedam utvila. That we needed to learn et damu tefila, but I don't understand why you et damu tefila. We've got everything, which includes everything. Why are you limited to only those sorts of things? You with me? Mm-hmm. Remember that, right? So he answers him. He says, "Tanahi." He says, "You know, with regard to the din of ikuv of a ma'akev, it's actually a tanai. We've got tana de bei rav, and Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel. We've got two Batei Din of Brightas over here. Right? Interesting that you got Tanya by Rav. Hey? Rav was an Amora. Right? But interesting that you got Tanya by Rav and Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel. It says like this, Tanya by Rav, Merab by Hachi. He actually learns the Din like we learned about it. Et Tvila, etc. And Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Merab by Hachi. He doesn't learn it, and he learns it simply from that din of Rebbe, which Rebbe says, Lakol Davar Be'inyan. Learn it across the board. Okay, look at Rashi. That's an interesting Rashi here. He says, the Bay Rav Rabbi Hachi, he says, Kol Torat Kohanim. You see that? That's actually the answer to my question. I don't know why I didn't. It says, Kol Tanak Torat Kohanim. That's Vayikra. All the Midrashim on Vayikra. Kare Tanah de Bay Rav. So I don't think it's actually Rav, our Rav. I think it's just Tanah de Bay Rav. I think it's a general term. What did he say there? Does Tanzal say anything? Anybody? Anything there? Has he got a comment on Tanya by Rav? Anybody else got a comment?
Yeah, the common school of Rav. This refers to the first brightest sites at the beginning of this discussion. Rashi explains that this does not mean that the brightest came from the school of the Amora Rav.
Right. But Rav
to the Vei Rav means the school of a Rav.
Right.
Rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The study hall, which is the reference.
Okay. So Rashi says he basically had my own dilemma there, Stanzas. Okay. So when I read the Gemara first, it seemed like Rav, and actually Rashi says it straight out. He says, Kol Torat Kohanim Kari Tanya de Bei Rav. Okay? Just means not Rav. Okay. So what's the brightest? It's an eye. So the one bright looks like this, the other bright looks like a beautiful. Okay, now once we're on this idea of the Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel, the question is another bright of, yeah? Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel, good question, right? We asked, why do we have to have that lapar, which is like a replacement for your territory. Why don't you just write it in the Pasuk? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question, right? So it says, Mashal lemelech wasar badam. It's a mashal to a human king. He got pretty angry with the people. Rashi says it's tzibur, right? On his tzibur. Because he loved them so much, he reduced his anger. Look at Rashi. He didn't shout at them too much. So therefore, when Hashem, the par halem davar, is because Am Yisrael did a sin. So they did a sin. The whole Am sinned. Therefore, Hashem is limiting his word, so to speak, instead of telling you, also burn the Yotir Dakaved on the clay, it just says Lepar. Okay? Alright. Another Tanya by Ishmael. If Neman Nemra Parochet Akodesh Beparakad Mashiach, Ronim Mar Beparahim Davar Shil Tzibur. And again, another question. Why, when it says on the Parochet, the Gras Par Kohen Mashiach Ketiv, et Penei Parochet Akodesh? Right? When he throws the blood, he says it's literally, he sprinkles it et penei parochet hakodesh, ubepar ha'idah ketiv et penei parochet. And so it's mentioned in a few cases, but in the par ha'alem davar it isn't mentioned. Okay, this one I understand a little bit less, to be honest. It says, mashal ha'melech wasav adam, and also a mashal, shesarcha alav medina. Okay, they angered him, right? They angered him, his people. Im mi'uta sarcha, im only a minority angered him, Pamalia Shlomit Kayemet. So his major, how to translate Pamalia there? His like delegation.
Inner council,
thank you. Still exists.
Entourage,
mm-hmm. Thank you. Im Ruba Sarcha, right? The majority, and Pamalia Shlomit Kayemet. So we see that the same thing over here, that, look at Rashi there. He says, Pamalia Shelo, Knisat Chaburat Atzato. Okay, Umeha. Maskimim ledato asher divrei sitru alehem. Im ruba sacha, the majority, and Pamela Gemet, hare hu mesulak michibatam umachnisatam bemikzat. So therefore, if the majority sin, they're sort of abandoning him, and therefore he only allows them to come partially into his courtyard. For any bo gaspahin kabarishona. Chlemi kevin derov tzibur sarcha kibachol en kan kedusha. As a sin, par halem davar. So the majority of Israel sin, so therefore they don't have the haza'ah on the parochet, and they don't come into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, they're only limited in the entrance. That's how I understand it. Is there any explanation, a better explanation than that? Okay. Right, let's carry on. Lefichach. Okay, now we get into the meat of today's daf. Okay. Michael. Lefichach. Im natan kulan ketiknan. Okay, we're going through this quickly. All right. Go to the first Mishnah, please. The first Mishnah of the Masechet. And we had Ben Hillel and Ben Shammai with regards to, remember we said that if you do one sprinkling or two sprinklings, then we got to the Kol HaNitanin Al HaMizbeach HaPnimi. That was the second halacha in the Mishnah. Right, when you're doing the avoda on the internal Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Shim Chiser Achat Min HaMatanot Kiru Lo Chiper. Right, if you didn't do all, it's if you did nothing. Lefichach, says the Mishnah. Natan kulan ketiknan. If you did all of them properly, va'achat shelo ketikna, but one of them wasn't proper. It's actually a strange lashon, right? Kulan ketiknan va'achat lo ketiknan. If they all were done properly, it means the first three, right? Psula va'ein bo karet. So because you did one kelo tikna, it's pasul, you haven't got karet. We understand that. Why? What do you mean pasul? It's pasul as opposed to
pigul,
right? And why is it pasul and not pigul? Because pigul have to be, all of them will have to be done properly. Since you've done the one incorrectly, you can't have pigul. Remember, pigul is when all the material are done properly. All right? So that's pigul. And only there's the machshava. So now it says the Gemara is following. Lefichach im natan kulan ketiknan. Ta'anan hatam. We got a Mishnah, right? In Menachot. Right? Pigel bekomet, talking about a mincha over here. So remember, the mincha has got two matirim. We learned this the other day. The mincha has got two matirim. It's got the actual solet, and it's got the levona. Remember? When we saw that, they two commits around. You take the solet, the flour, and that frankincense, and done independently. So it's almost like four throws of blood, right? Because four throws of blood is 1, 2, 3, 4, and those are the matirim, those allow you then to eat the korban. And with the mincha, you've got to do the kemitza on the solet and the levona, and those two are the matirim. So it's like parallel to the blood.
So mention
actually the
oil.
No. You don't take the oil separately. You mix the oil in.
Then
we learned that there was a kemitza of the ketoret, of the solet, and mincha of the levona. So pigel bekometz. So when you were taking the kometz of the flour, you had a kavona for pigel. Aber lo belevona. But you do the levona perfectly. Or belevona you had the pigel machshava, velo bekometz, and not when you were doing the solet. That's a Mishnah there in Masechet Menachot. Rabbi Meir Omer, pigel. Rabbi Meir says, you one of them, as long as you did one of them, it's pigel. V'chayvin alav karet. The Chachamim Omrim, Ein bo karet ad shefagel b'chol ha-matir. And Rabbi Chachamim say, no, until you do all of them, on all the matirim, you have to have pigul. There's no partial pigul. There's no chatzi matir pigul here. Okay, look at Rashi. Pigel b'komet v'lo b'lvona. B'haktarat ha-mincha, shnei matirin yesh ha-komet v'lo b'lvona. Like I said, there's two types of, the two matirim. Im iktir et ha-echad b'machshvet pigul. You do the one, b'echad b'shtika. And you were quiet about the other one. You never had any bad intentions. Remer omer pigul kafashav. We'll see that on kagon. Okay. Actually, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So now Reish Lakish is as follows. Lord, time of Rabbi Meir. Don't tell me that what Rabbi Meir's reason. The kesavar mefaglin bechatzi mati. Because the simple word would say, machloket rechamim and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that even with a chatzi matir, you can have pigul, and Chachamim says you have to have all the matir. That's not the machloket of Reish Lakish. Elahacha, what are you speaking about here? What is the case here? Kegon shenatan et hakometz b'machshava, v'halavona b'shtika. Okay, big chirush coming up here. He says, watch Rabbi Meir's svara, that the first kometz, he had machshava, right? What is machshava? Look at Rashi there, b'machshava tchila. At the beginning, he had machshava on the first kometz, v'achar kach halavona b'shtika. And then, in other words, what Rashi is stressing is what important here is the order. Is that we started off with a machshava, and then we finished off without a new machshava, b'shtika, right? And look at Rashi. In words, Rashi is saying, don't get bogged down here that Reish Lakish brought the example, the comets and then the levona. Irrelevant. Whichever order you do, it makes no difference. The main thing is that you had kavona, the first thing, the time, and what's Rabbi Meir's reason? Rabbi Meir says, you know what? When a guy starts off and he has, here I'm drinking my coffee, and on my coffee I've got a certain kavona, when I drink my water, it's the kavona's followed through. I never had to have a kavona on the second time. My first kavone is the kavone that kicks off, and that's what finishes off the deal. Right? V'nimtza mefagel b'chol ha-matir. And therefore, even though he was quiet on the second haktara, the first machshava follows through. V'rabbanan, says Rashi, savrei no. Al da'at rishona lo amrinan. We don't go on the first one. Ele im kein amar af b'sheini. We need rishon and sheini. That's the machlo remer and chachamim. Clear, right? That's pretty clear. Look at Rashi. V'chol machshava dekotshim, says Rashi, motzi bepehu. See what Rashi's saying? Important. Mm-hmm. When it comes to kochim, you can't think. You've got to actually say it. So when we use the word machshava, it's not really machshava. It's speaking. That's why the Gemara often uses the word b'shtika. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're thinking, then it's all b'shtika. It's all quiet. So we understand. But when it says machshava, it means machshava, but I've verbalized it.
Is that always for people?
That's what he says over here. Rashi says, v'chol machshava de kochim motzi bepehu. Right? It has to be motzi bepehu.
What is the what we've always said it's like you've been thinking about it. Right. He's not thinking, he's actually saying it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you need honest. Kohanim.
And he says over here, Bepehu. Just pass that Gemara quickly, please. Pass that Gemara quickly. That Gemara. This one. Anyway, go to Daf Bet. He says, if you go to Tosfot, Le'el Bet Amud Aleph. To be honest with you, I didn't look at this yesterday. It's worth looking quickly at Tosfot Bet Amud Aleph. The Shidim HaKobet, it says here. He says Tetvav, the Shidim HaKobetzit of the Tetvav. He says Tos Bepe Ayan Tosfot El Bet Amud Aleph Dibur Amatchil Kol Besofo. So where's that Tosfot over here? It's too long. No, it's too long to start looking around and find. Oh, Bet Amud Bet. Amud Bet Amud Aleph. Bet Amud Bet. He says Dibur Amatchil. Not there, there's no
Bet
Amud Bet or Bet Amud Aleph? Says Bepar, Ayan Tosfot, Bet Amud Aleph, sorry. Dibur Amatchil, Kol. Oh, Besofo. It says go to the Kol at the end of that. Look at the very last line of the Tosfot. It says Perashti. It says, Ha de Machshava Poselet Bekochim. Ibedibur hazevach naase shelo lishma or afilu b'machshava. Wow. So he says over here that it could be even b'machshava. So it's interesting that Tosfot doesn't agree with Rashi. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rashi says that that's why the shit is turning after the Tosfot. See that? Rashi says over here that Rashi says, V'chol machshava de kodshi, motzi bepeh hu, ava rishona b'shtika, v'shtia b'machshava, de'ein kan ele machshavet chatzi matir, v'yemed lo pigel ele pasal. Okay? So, interesting. Machlok Rashi Tosfot. Okay, that was worth having a look at that. That's actually a nice machloket to know about. Let's look at this Rashi again over here. Rabbanan tzave al da'at rishona lo amrinan, elim ken amar af v'shaini, v'chol machshava de kodshi, motzi bepeh hu, ava rishona b'shtika. So now, this is very important. But if the Rishona, if going to Rabbi Meir, right? If your first melocha was b'shtika, you never had machshava in the first one, v'shnia b'machshava, the ain kan ele machshavet chatzi matri, where Rabbi Meir did not pigel ele pasal. So Reish Lakhi tells us a very, very important halocha here as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned. It's not very serious to ask, we have pasal halocha like Rabbi Meir. I don't think halocha like Rabbi Meir. But what he's saying to us to understand Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, what's important is that there was the first one. Doesn't matter which was the first, but the first. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that how you start off your first action is what it finishes. If the first one was b'shtika, even though later on you did a machshava, doesn't matter. The first one sets the tone. If the first one is b'machshava, then the second one is b'machshava, even if it's b'shtika. Okay? So that's what's important. And Rabbanan say, no, you have to have both of them b'machshava. And Rashi Tanigah says, yes, machshava has to be b'peh. Which we understand now why we're saying b'shtika. But anyhow, Tosfot over there says that even machshava, it could be okay. Well, let's carry on. So now that's Reish Lakish. Where does he know the Shom Reish Lakish? Right? In other words, it could be Reish Lakish himself actually asking the question. Right, interesting to see how they punctured it here. Yes, look, it's interesting, eh? Look at it. It's quite amazing. I just suddenly realized. Look, it says Mimai. Mm-hmm. Right? Look how they write in the art scroll. They say, Me'ezim akom lamadati shezehu tamuot. Actually, this is like she's saying, where do I know this from? Mm-hmm. Right? You think I'm so clever? I'm not so clever. Where do I know? I mean, the Ktani, because I learned the brighter. Lefichach, in that mission of ours, it says, Lefichach, im natan kulan ketiknan. He did all the first ones, ketiknan. Va'achat shelo ketikna. And the last one, not ketikna, which we understand at the moment means the first three were done b'shtika. Right? Quietly, never in machshava. And the fourth one was done lo ketikna, we understand, meaning b'machshava, with the machshava of pigul. Pasul v'ein bo karet. That's why it's pasul, why? And not karet. No, pigul, why? Because the first three were done properly, and Rabbi Meir says, the first one sets the tone. So once I do it properly, the first one, I can't get to pigul. I can get to pasul, but I can't get to pigul. Okay? Because pigul, I need to have all the material. Pasul, I can get to, because I pasul with my fourth machshava. Right, hi, and the diuk here is ha'achat shelo ketikna. If I done the first one with a machshava of not tikna, of pigul, v'chulan ketiknan, and I done the last three properly, then I'd have pigul. According to Rimei, right? Rimei says the first one sets the tone. I started with machshava rishona, and the rest all follow. So even though I did pigul for the first one, and the other three, I never thought about pigul, doesn't matter. You did pigul the whole way through, we become pigul. That's his diuk in the Mishnah, okay?
That's Rabbanan.
Okay. No, Rabbanan say that, that's only Rabbi Meir who says that the first one sets the tone. Rabbanan says, I need all four to set the tone. Right? Therefore, that diuk wouldn't work with Rabbanan. Rabbanan would say that it always stays pasul, because the first one being pigul, I only have, doesn't help me because I haven't got a chatzi matir. So the last three, whatever happens to them, unless I have machshava pigul, will always be pasul. Where Rabbi Meir says, no, Rabbi Meir says that only if the first one is pigul, then they all become pigul. Chachamim will say, no, I have to have all four to be pigul. So that duke doesn't work with Rabbi Meir, right? The duke only works with Chachamim. Chachamim only works with Rabbi Meir. Right, so now the Gemara is like this. Money. So now, who is this now? Our discussion, we've had the other side discussion here, is Rabbi Meir or Chachamim, right? So I said it can't be Chachamim, only be Rimei, right? So Gemara wants to know. Now, if from your diuk in this Mishnah, so who's the Tanav Mishnah? Because obviously we prefer the Tanav Mishnah, right? Look at the Stam Mishnah, by the way. So a Stam Mishnah could be Rimei, right? Remember that. Mm-hmm. So it could easily be Rabbi Meir. Although we've got another machloket somewhere else, Rabbi Nan and Rabbi Meir, and we know there's a rule, if Rabbi Meir is mentioned in a Mishnah, right, then the halachas never like him. Right? And that there was a Mishnah in Masechet Menachot. So if the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir over there, the chances are it's not like Rabbi Meir over here either. You with me? Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense, right? Which is probably the underlying assumption of the Gemara here. Money. Who is this? Because now we've got a problem. Because if the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir over there, and it's like Rabbi Meir over here, then we've got to steer between two Mishnahs. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, Ilem Rabbanan. So now, man, who's our Mishnah? Ilem. Did you everyone follow that? What does it say, right? Ilem Rabbanan. Hi, I'm Rabbanan. Ein mefalgin b'chatzi matir. Call me Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan say that you have never got a pigul with a chatzi matir. And the diuk avia means with a chatzi matir, you got a pigul.
No matter which order.
Not only in the order if it goes first. The diuk was. Everybody agrees that if you started off ketiknan and then you went to pigul, there's no pigul. Even the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says, Arishonim ketiknan, ve'echad lo ketiknan, pasul v'ein bo karet. So everybody agrees that if the first, remember, Achirushia of Reish Lakish was, that according to Rabbi Meir, the first matir sets the tone. And our diuk here was, the Mishnah says the first three were good, the last one wasn't good, therefore it's pasul. The diuk was, the first one wasn't good, and the last three were good, it would be pigul. Okay? So now the question is, who is that? So he says over here, Elam Rabbi Meir, then it's beautiful. We want to try and prove it's Rabbanan. We said, it can't be Rabbanan. Because if you come in this diuk, you end up saying that Rabbanan agree that there's a chatzi matir. Because Rabbanan don't hold of this idea of machshava first. They need full machshava. So therefore, there would be a full machshava on the first matir, a full machshava on the last three matir, and you've got chatzi matir, pigul, chatzi matir, not pigul, and we can't have chatzi matir. Now, even Rabbi Meir, Rashi proved, would agree that chatzi matir wouldn't work. Okay? So it says, Rabbi Meir. And if you're going to tell me now, what's Rabbi Meir's reason? Mishum de mefalgin b'chatzi matirhu. If you're going to not say, and why does it work with Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir says that you can have chatzi matir, then afilu kediktani nami. Then, if it's a chatzi matir, then even the way the Mishnah's learnt, it should have worked. Look at Rashi, afilu kediktani nami. Rishona b'shtika, v'achrona b'machshava, lihave pigu. If you're telling me that the reason, we're ignoring Reish Lakish for the meantime, right? Reish Lakish, the Rashi in the beginning, we said, remember, I don't want to complicate it, but I want us to learn this properly. If you go back to the Rashi, where it says, Rashi was medayek there and said that, if you go to that Rashi there, Dira Matchil, that long Rashi which we learned. Towards the end of the Rashi, before the words midiktani v'lefichach, Rashi says there that if you have rishona b'shtika u'shniya b'machshava, the second one is where you have your kavona of pigul, the ein kan ela machshevet chatzi matir, and he says there modeh Rabbi Meir delo pigul ela pasa. Right, but now that Rashi is post this mission, the Gemara we're speaking about now. So the Gemara is now discussing that concept which Rashi already concluded, right? So the Gemara says over here, if you're going to tell me now that the diuk is in Rabbi Meir, and you have to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds chatzi matir is causes pigul, then the Mishnah as it is without the diuk, when you've got the first three are good, and the last one is bad, should also be pigul according to Rabbi Meir, because half a matir is pigul, and yet the Mishnah they said pasul v'embo kareg, not pigul. With me, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, Rashi says, "Alma midashani lei bein rishona b'shtika l'rishona b'machshava shma mina atam mishum da'asa al da'at harishonahu." You see, that's how we learned Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says, why did the diuk work? The diuk works only when you change the order. Because the Mishnah speaking about the first three were on da'at takin, with the proper intentions, it was okay. And that set the tone. Only the diuk works if you turn the order around. You say the first one was with the machshava of pigul, then pigul would carry through all the way. Okay? The Shita puts in the word Ela Lav Mishum de Kesavar Kol Alseh Al Dat Rishona Hu Oseh. That's Rabbi Meir. Okay, not because of Chatzi Matir. The Gemara says doesn't like it. The Gemara says that. So therefore, it could have seemed to have proven over here that it's Rabbi Meir, right? Actually, we wanted to say it was Chachami. We said that's actually Meir. But the question was, but what about Chatzi Matir? So no, it's not Chatzi Matir. The Chatzi Matir isn't a problem because we see from the Lefichach it's the Diuk. When you turn the order around, that you end up coming to Pigul because of the Da'at Rishona. So we've got extra moment now, it's remains. The Gemara is Doche, Amar of Bishmuel, Barisat Lolam Rabbanani. We don't want to be Rabbi Meir. See, we've got a problem with being Rabbi Meir because I think it's a little Mishnah in Menachot. So we can't have this Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Lolam Rabbi Meir. And now we've got a problem. So now we have to redefine what the Mishnah means when it says Ketiknan. Because if the Mishnah means ketiknan with the proper intention, then we got this diuk. I mean, end up having a Meir saying that it will be pigul with the beginning. You with me?
Just
about. You got it? Okay. If we say that the Mishnah is a Meir, we've got Reish Lakish's diuk, and we end up saying that it will be Meir, what's a Meir Svara? That the first action sets the tone, and then if you've got the first action was b'machshava, and it should become pigul. Right? And we want to say, and that can't work with Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Meir that the first one, they need all four. And no one agrees with Matir, they all have to be the same. And then our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And we don't want Mishnah to be Rabbi Meir. So he says, no, it's actually Rabbanan. So we're going to redefine the whole meaning of Ketiknan now to uproot everything we understood up until now to set the Mishnah to be Rabbanan. Look here. Well, my Ketiknan, Ketiknan the pigul, when the Mishnah said, that the first three, look at they said over here, when the Mishnah said, Lefichach, right? He says, Lefichach, Im Natan Kulan Ketiknan, if he did them all correctly, And the fourth one he didn't do correctly, it's pasul and not pigul. What does it mean? It means the first three were done ketiknan in the correct way to cause pigul. But the fourth one wasn't done in the correct way to cause pigul.
It's a total.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's how they get. That's the Gemara now. So he said like this. Umay ketiknan. Ketiknan the pigul. Look at Rashi here. Ketiknan the pigul. It's the second last before it gets very wide. Harishonot b'machshavot dechutz lizmano. The first three were the intention of out of its time, which is pigul. V'ashbeinan. Delo amrinan al dat harishona asa. And we dafka the chidush ya is that we don't be like Rabbi Meir who says the first one sets the tone. So the first three were dat pigul. The fourth one was lo ketikna, not al dat pigul, and it's pasul. That's proof. That's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, ah, if the first three were pigul, it must be pigul. So we uprooted the concept of ketikna and we've got it around, right? Right. How do you say that? The Mishnah says, therefore, if you did all of them ketiknan and one shelo ketiknan, it's pasul and there's no karet, we imply from this, it's michlal, the tikna actually means lahakshirahu da'ata. The word tikna means the tikna because the one was lo ketikna, not in its right way. Which means that the word tikna means lachshir, right? Look at Rashi Abia. V'hami lektani v'achat shlo ketikna, v'lo ketani kulan ketiknan chutz mi'achat mehen. In other words, Rashi is saying, if the Gemara had written, lefichach, right, lefichach, kulan ketiknan chutz mi'achat, it doesn't say ke'achat, it says, kulan ketikna chutz mi'achat shelo ketikna. It's saying three were done this way and one was done another way, not the way that it was meant to be done. It doesn't just say three were done this way and one not that way. It says that one was done the opposite way. So we see that...
You can't say lo tikna is proper.
Exactly. You can't say that tikna is for pigul and lo tikna is not to be done properly to make it pasul. Right? Exactly. Or v'achat b'shtika. It could have said... Then it could have said shlosha ketikna v'achat b'shtika. You know what? They would have understood. That ketikna means... And shtika is the opposite. But you can't have the opposite of the opposite. It's like a double negative. Doesn't work. Right? You got it. Right. Shma minas. Therefore, Rashi says, ketiknan d'amal hachshiru. Di b'machshaba ulepigu. If you think about shpigu, hachi mikre la lahach the shtika, shelo ketikna, you're calling the shtika part, the last one, should be kelo ketikna. Halo chashiba mini. Because there he never thought anything. It's the opposite, which we know it's opposite, right? We know, intuitively, we all understood this was a difficult answer for the Gemara, right? That's what Rashi's saying, right? She said, Amar Rav, so Rav says, no. So, my shloketikna, so he says, you're right. This loketikna is not a case of pigul, and it means, sorry, loketikna is not a case of hechsher, loketikna is chutzlim komo. So it means the first three were done ketikna le pigul, and the fourth one was done loketikna, not for pigul, but chutzlim komo. Okay, out of its place. And Rav Ashi says, no, amash lo lishmo. So we're still having to stick around with that interpretation. But now we're saying it's not loketikna, not pigul, it's loketikna, meaning not something else. I mean, it's something else. That's why it's a negative, because it's something else, also something which is asur. So it's either lo lishma or lo lemakom. So the Gemara says, "Michlal dechilo avi dechutz limkomo, v'shelo lishmo mechayev." Right, and therefore, since he avi la chutz limkomo v'lo lishmo mechayev, it's chayev and not karet, because we've got three pigul and one pasul, one makom. So therefore, it becomes karet, and that's why we can say lo ketikna is pigul. And that proves that Rabbi Meir is not Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would say that the first one sets the tone. Although I've got news for you, even Rabbi Meir would agree with this one, because Rabbi Meir says only when there isn't another machshava. You've got another machshava. Okay, it's in a Gemara answer by saying, look, we understand the difficulty. So therefore, let's not get bogged down in the Lashon. I did an erasure pigul, v'chemidav karet, tanami sefer pasul v'embo karet. He says it's not really an ability to learn the diuk. But since the first part of the Mishnah spoke about im natan et hashona chutz lezmana v'dashnia chutz limkomo pigul v'chenav karet, right? So we said over here as well these ein bo karet. In other words, it's just the karet ein bo karet lashon karet karet. Lashon is not really karet v'ein bo karet, but it's more keeping in style with the Mishnah.